We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are back with another episode of Dice It Up on the Her Hoop Stats podcast. Back with my girl Ice, and Calvin is here because we had to bring in our resident, I don't know what you call someone from Illinois, Illinoisan, Illinois, because we have one of the premier coaches in the country, one of the hottest programs in the country, Shauna Green of the University of Illinois. Or is it Illinois University? I don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
University of Illinois.
Come on, Dana. You got to know this by now.
I know. I've never been to Champaign. Okay.
We got to get you out here. Come visit.
I know.
Dana, I'll get you a shirt. I'll get you a shirt.
There you go.
I didn't even see that shirt. Okay.
I had to wear it today. I don't know if you're supposed to be like unbiased when you do these, but I don't really care. Like, ILO.
I love it. I love that you're rocking that.
Well, I did text Calvin. I said, Calvin, if you don't go to the Indiana game on Wednesday, we're gonna have a problem because we need somebody from our crew to be out there repping for us. I would absolutely do it if I could. I'll be in back in New York, hopefully. It's a long drive from Texas. But anyways, Coach, coming off the first AP top 25 ranking, Illinois comes in at number 24. Well-deserved, hard-fought loss against Ohio State. But what are the vibes like in the program right now?
No, it's great vibes, you know. I mean, I don't think that a lot of people didn't expect us to be here in this place right now and this quickly. So I told our kids, you know, this is a long time coming. They have not been ranked, you know, in 23 years. That is a long, long time. So I want them to, you know, they worked hard for this. And so I want them to, you know, have some pride in that. But we also know that we don't want it to be just a one and done ranking, and that if you go and you lose a game, you could be right out of it. So use it as motivation. Be proud of where we've come, but it's just part of the journey. We got a lot of basketball left to play, and you know, the ranking's nice, and you know, it's a long time coming, but we want more than that. And our team, they're locked in. They want more than that too.
That is like the most perfect answer I wanted. Like, from, I was like, I hope they're still hungry. We got it. Yeah. We got to want more.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like I said, we want to build this into a consistent program where year in and year out, you know, we're a top 25 team. That's why, you know, I came here. That's why our staff came here. That's why the players, you know, either stayed here from last year and or came here. So yeah, we're happy, but definitely not satisfied or content with where we're at. We know we got a lot long ways to go, and we got to get better. You know, we got to get better. And I think that was evident from, you know, the game the other day at Ohio State. It shows glimpses of what we can do, but we got to continue to rise.
Coach, and following your program, you know, I was in the A-10 a little bit while you were at Dayton, mm-hmm. and you had obviously an awesome, you know, career there. What is it like to take a job at a place that hasn't won, that hasn't been ranked in 20 years, and know that it's kind of on you to bring success?
You know, it's actually one of the things that was intriguing to me, and the challenge of taking over a program that it's been a long, long time. Where they've had success, where when I took over and got the head job at Dayton, it was quite the opposite, right? I had been an assistant there, and Coach Jaber, you know, had it winning. And so it was a different type of pressure, and it was a different challenge to maintain and then grow that. So every job is a different challenge. And it was something, again, that intrigued me about this, is that we could come here and we could write our own legacy and kind of do something, you know, that, again, it hasn't been done ever and or for a long time. So the challenge to me was something very, very intriguing. And it's been really fun. But I'm fortunate because we just have an unbelievable group of kids. Mm-hmm. And they've been so bought in since day one. And that doesn't always happen when you take over a job. So just a great group of young women that have worked, you know, really, really hard every day and have, you know, everything we've asked them, they've been so coachable.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of that buy-in from day one too, I mean, I wanted to ask because, like, obviously you came here, you knew you could turn the program around. Like, you wouldn't have come here if you didn't think that. But at what point did you realize, like, this didn't have to be a 2-3-4 year rebuild? Like, this team was going to be special right away from year one. Cause like you said, that doesn't always happen when you take over a program like this. Sometimes it takes a little while. You guys are there right away. Like, when did you realize that could happen?
I think if you ask our team, and for me, I agree with them. I think it was our scrimmage. We had a close scrimmage against Notre Dame this year. And I think that showed us, you know, what we could do. And I think that's when it started flipping, like, okay, like we thought we could maybe be okay, but yeah, Notre Dame's a top team in the country and you know, we can do this. So I think if you ask our kids, I would think that they would probably point to that as more of a pivotal moment, to the belief and the confidence.
I do want to read a specific text from Calvin Wetzel.
oh boy, I don't know what this is.
This should be good.
Okay, I wish I could bet on this. It's confirmed at this point. Shauna Green, National Coach of the Year. Are there any odds for Illinois to make the tournament? They're absolutely making it. I'm so, like, in love with this team.
What, a month ago? This is before anyone. Now everyone knows you're making the tournament. That must have been a while ago, though.
It was. It was almost exactly a month ago.
That's awesome. Kelvin, I appreciate your confidence in us, man.
We always, in our text, we always say big trust in Illinois.
That's big time, man.
Coach, so, I wanted to ask you about transfers. You know, following you guys at Dayton, one thing that I think your program was known for was getting high level transfers to come and just blend and to play well. And I wanted to ask you first, because that's a hard thing to do. I transferred several times. Yeah. It's a hard thing to get personalities to blend first. And then it's a hard thing to get players on the court to blend first. What are kind of your building blocks, to get transfers in, to make them feel at home personally first with the team? And then to translate that to the on-court process, because there are not a lot of coaches, I feel like, that do it at the high level that you've done it.
No, I thank you for that. And you're right. You kind of familiar, right, with some of the kids that we've had and we have. I think some of our most critical pieces that we've kind of blended in have been transfers. And I really think it all is because most of those, every transfer besides, I think, two, I had recruited before. Mm. So now I don't know. This might – it probably shows that I'm not a good recruiter because they told me no to begin with. And then the second time around, they decided, oh, now I want to join you, coach. So even at Dayton, every transfer besides one, we had recruited and they had gone there. We lost them all to Power Five. So they had all gone, you know, to Power Five. And then for one reason or another, decided to transfer. So with that comes relationships. It comes, I know them as people. I know their character. I know their work ethic. and I know their skill set, do they fit what we're doing as a basketball player? But more importantly, as you said, from the culture piece and from the type of people we want in our program, which is the most important thing. Because if you don't have that, then it doesn't matter, you know, what play we're running. So I think that, and the same thing here at Illinois, three of the transfers that we have, obviously the two that played for us at Dayton, and then Genesis Bryant, who I had recruited when we were at Dayton, and she told us no and went to NC State, and now we got her back. So we know them as people. We know what makes them tick. Like, we know their competitive spirit, and we know just everything about them. And I really believe that that's how we can gel quicker, because there's already that trust there, you know, to some extent because of prior relationships. And I really, as I've been, because people have asked me that a lot, you know, about, and I really think that that's the key piece. I think it'd be different if we just took, you know, three transfers that I didn't know from everywhere. They could be great players, but I think the learning curve may be a little bit longer because of getting to know each other, just number one, as people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I pointed to. And our programs have always been so much on relationships and family and culture that if you can have that accelerated, then I think you can get the basketball piece accelerated.
For sure.
Don't feel bad about, you know, getting rejected the first time. I think my wife got, you know, rejected me about 25 times before she agreed to go on a date. So anything can happen, right?
You guys, I need to come on this more often. You make me feel better. You know,
no, we need to.
Myself. Thank
we
you.
We need to come live to Champagne. that's what we need to do.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I wanted to ask about the overall strength of the Big Ten. I feel like there are some schools who are maybe having a down year. I know, you know, like Northwestern lost Veronica Burden, for example, but it feels top to bottom, maybe one of the strongest conferences in the country right now. And so to be having the success that you're having, what does that say overall about how every night is, you know, could potentially be a battle?
This league is, you know, and we haven't even been through half of it yet. So yeah. I already feel it. And we're six games in. So that was one thing, you know, that really, again, I'm like, okay, like the competitive nature in me, I was like, I want to go and compete against the best every single night. I want to compete against the best players, the best coaches. And I mean, and I truly believe the Big Ten has that, right? Like, I'm six games in and I feel like I'm like 60 in. So I'm still like trying to every night's a complete battle. We used to say that in the A-10 too. And, you know, but, you know, going to Fordham was a really hard game, but then there were some other ones you're like, okay, like, you know, but you know, here it's like literally every single night, if you do not show up, you will get beat, because it's not just, you can't just, okay, we got better players. No, everyone has really good players. The coaches in this league they're unbelievable, you know, and just the different systems you face. So you go from, you know, you play Iowa, then you play Northwestern, and then you play Ohio State. They're all different systems. And you got to try to prepare for all that in with a 1 or 2 day prep. And then you have some of the best players, you know, in the country. So it's a gauntlet. And yeah, ask me after year one. I don't know. I said the other day to Coach McEwen, I'm like, I don't know how, you know, he's been head coach a long time. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can make it that long. Like, it's no joke. So a ton of respect for everyone in this league and all these coaches in this league, because they're elite.
Yeah. Northwestern couldn't miss a shot in the second half the other night. It was very annoying. As somebody who may or may not have wagered money on that game, but
I was annoyed too. So I feel your pain.
Everything with Dano is linked to money.
Not true. Not true. I genuinely enjoy the game of basketball. Like I like and women's basketball. So
I do have to say though, I love when Dano comes on these podcasts and just tells players and coaches like, yeah, I bet on you. Like, yes. And why not?
Because what a compliment.
Like, Illinois has been the best team in the country to bet on. So yeah, it's a compliment.
You know, I mean,
I'll take it as that.
He's really thank you for deepening his pockets. That's really
yes.
That's the takeaway.
Anytime you're in New York City, steak dinner on me for sure. And if you don't eat meat, salmon, whatever, we'll make it work.
I'm gonna take you up on that. Luckily, we don't play there anymore. You know, if I was at Dayton and I go out to Florida, I might take you up on that. Now I got to schedule a game out there, a recruiting trip or something.
Please. Please. I mean, Calvin can convince me to go to the Big Ten tournament. It doesn't take me much to pull the trigger and buy a flight. I would do it. We'll make it happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if you guys had any other questions, but I got a couple questions for you, kind of unrelated to Eddie. I don't know. They're goofy, but so you obviously played at Canisius. You were the leading scorer there, getting buckets. And, like, I know I've had this conversation with Dano. I don't know who else about, like, the current coaches, like, who would win a one-on-one tournament right now? Like, who would be the best current player in the country? Like, you're – I don't know how many current coaches are all-time leading scorers at their program, but I want to know, like, could you get out there with your team right now and go hoop with them?
I haven't played in a long time. I want to believe that I could go out there and still – it would be, like, one possession, and I'm not going to try to defend, so I'd have to outscore them. I retired from playing a long time ago, so.
Yeah, you sound like what Dano talks about his rec league.
Yes. I play zero defense now. I just get buckets. I get shots up. And I get really annoyed when, like, you know, 30-year-old men are playing their hearts out on defense. Relax. It's a Wednesday night, my guy.
For some, Dano, that's what they have. That is all they have to look forward
to. That's true.
I think it's interesting when I go and call games, you can tell, like, the coaches that are still hoopers by how they get dressed for shoot-around. Like, will be in sweats, big chilling, like nice sneakers on. You can tell they, like, you know, kind of have hair in a bun, or like they look all right. And it's like, they're not sweating. They're not at all moving. And then there are others. Like, I just recently did Marquette at Creighton, and Megan Duffy, t-shirt, short, tucked in, sneakers tied up. I'm like, she might hop in here and play defense.
She's ready to go.
Yeah, she's ready to go. I feel like you can always tell the coaches who somewhat every now and then get some shots up and stuff. Yeah.
So what's your shoot around fit then, coach?
I'm casual. I'm not jumping in into drills, but I'm casual, and I'm not getting dressed up until I have to get dressed up. I can tell you that much. I'm not putting heels on until I have to. So
I feel that.
I tell myself that every day.
I know. You don't want to wear those heels any extra, do you, Dano?
No. No, well, I mean, I've made it a point to not wear anything super athletic to a game, especially like when I'm courtside. I shot once in front of ice, and I got afraid of the bright lights of Barclays, and I don't want to return to that. I have put the offer on the table. Let me come train with you for a bit. And for our listeners who don't know, we haven't even told them, Ice, you're going back to Australia soon.
I am. I'm still hooping, guys.
That's awesome. Congrats.
I just can't. That's really why I was late, honestly, because I just got back from my workout and I'm hustling. Thank you, coach. I don't know. You know, basketball is awesome. Like, it takes you all across the world, all across the country. Mm-hmm. And I think just, you know, keeping your body healthy and just loving the game, it will just take you as far as you can go. You know that.
Yeah.
Coaching staff. Yeah. So ultra blessed to play. Coach, I wanted to ask you, the video of your gritty went viral. I seriously want to know how many times you practiced it.
It's funny because I just said that to my team this morning. We were talking about something, and I was trying to get one of our players, Kendall, who was like, she doesn't usually dance. And I'm like, okay, let's switch it here. And let's say if we go 2-0 this week, KB's doing the gritty. And she's like, no. And I'm like, you know, I said to Jenna Giacconi, who's now on my staff, who played at Dayton for me for 6 years. I'm like, Jenna, did you ever see me do any, like, I would never dance. Like, that is not me. Have you ever seen me do anything? She's like, no, like, you would never do anything. Yeah. And I'm like, so I did that for you guys. I like made this bet, and then I carried through totally out of my comfort zone. So I do not dance. I did not really practice it. A couple times my son, you know, he does it all over the place. He's 8. So he, you know, and he's the one that told me, you know, you gotta add some, you know, some, he calls them details to it. And that's the, you know, he does all this stuff, and I just did it, and I really didn't have a plan. I just did it, and I forgot about social media. I should not have let someone record that. If you would have, like, the first time I ever danced in public ever, and now look what happened. So it's kind of, it's a, you know, whatever. I'm a Woman of my word, I did it, but I don't know if I wanted that to go viral.
It was clean, though.
Yeah. It was very clean. It's cleaner than mine.
What I appreciate that.
Like you had hand, it was clean. I was very much like, yeah, Coach Shauna, let's go.
Man, I appreciate that because that, like I said, that is not my. I try not to dance.
I watched a whole YouTube video. I'm trying to figure out how to gritty and like I still can't do it right. Like every time I try, it's just so off. But I mean, you had a clean one. No, I agree.
I had some adrenaline too. Like I probably could have done. I could have came out and played after that game. I felt no pain after that. So it was everyone was happy, and I probably could have done any dance move after that game. So.
All right. When Illinois wins the Big Ten tournament, I promise to upload some video of myself and Calvin dancing. Calvin's definitely seen me dance, but I need the social media team from Illinois to make that dance a GIF, and we just gotta tweet that when something good happens in our lives.
I love that I'm not included in that, assuming that you think I can dance, so there's no need for me to be embarrassed. Just embarrassing you too, right?
I think they assume you're a great dancer.
Like my that was how I took it.
Yeah, my green's gonna outshine yours, so Ice can't be in this video.
Ice, you have enough street cred. You're beautiful. We've had drinks together. I've seen your natural rhythm. I'm not worried. It's
he's confident in you, Ice. You're good to go.
That's why he's my guy.
Okay, so big game against Indiana coming up. We're gonna get Calvin Wetzel in the house. I will make sure that he goes. It's at home, yes. So
yeah.
What is the number one restaurant in like your go-to? Doesn't have to be like nice or anything. What's your go-to place right now in Champaign?
Dano, you stole my question.
Oh, I mean, it's going to connect to you. I want to see if you've been there.
Yeah, yeah. I told Dano, like, we got to ask her this because 50-50 I've been there because I live in Bloomington Normal, by the way. So,
okay.
So just down the road, but
I mean,
now you have no excuse.
The ones I go to the most, I just are right by. They're close to my house. So those are the ones I go to a lot. And that's Jupiter's and Billy Baru's. They're kind of out where I live. So those two spots we hit a lot. And Jupiter's has like an arcade downstairs that my son loves. So he gets us to go there a lot because of that.
I gotcha.
What's your favorite spot here, Kelvin?
I was going to say Farron's. I love a good burger at Farron's.
Yeah, Farron's is good. All those spots downtown are really good.
Yeah.
When we first got here and obviously none of our staff, had a house and we ate out every day. And I think we literally tried probably every restaurant in Champaign. So if you say any place, I probably have been there.
I love that. Yeah. My brother went to U of I. I did not, but we're from this area. So my family would always visit him and, every time, obviously we'd go to a new place.
Yeah.
So awesome. Talked about eating out every day. I mean, I still do that as an adult living in New York for 3 years. I gotta learn how to cook at some point, but
you should have options there.
Oh yeah. Like
I mean,
too many.
When you make so much money betting Illinois, it can fund that life.
The problem with getting a pescatarian woman to agree on what to eat is just on a nightly basis is already tough as it is. Is your son already a hooper?
Yeah, he plays. So he plays basketball, football, flag football, and baseball. So
doing it all.
He's into it.
I do have a favorite question to ask our coaches who do have kids. Mm. Which player would you trust the most to babysit your child?
I actually would trust a lot of our guys this year, actually. There would be only a couple I probably wouldn't, and I'm not going to mention them. I'm not going to make anyone mad, but actually this group's great with them. And shoot, he's 8 years old now. So if you can't watch him and keep him entertained, he pretty much entertains himself. So I trust pretty much all of them.
I love that. Politically correct too, when she needs to be.
You know it.
In case they watch it back and they're like, wow, coach, you didn't trust me?
Exactly.
Because now she has it in her mind. Yeah. Now you know that social media is going to happen. Now that you had that with the dance, now you know whatever your answer is going to show up on social media.
Yeah, I learned the hard way with that Gritty, so I know.
We will not out you or your non-baby. I got you.
You can tell us when we stop recording. It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Shauna, this has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to find a way to come. We should probably get ICE out there. What do you leave ICE in 3 weeks to the other side of the world?
Yeah, end of January.
Yeah. Okay. That's going to be a little tough, but we're going to make it out of Champaign. We'll do some, there's so many players to talk about. You've already talked about Kendall. Cook has been, every time I, I'm on the move and I flash up in my ESPN app to make sure that Illinois is still scoring buckets. Like her name's constantly popping up.
How many times have I texted you, let Makaira cook, like every game?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about making shirts for like all of our guests, but that needs to be a shirt if it's not already in the store.
That does need to be one.
We're making Club 500 shirts for Taylor Robertson when she hits 500 threes. But yeah, let her know. We'll get on it. I mean, we're like low key making NIL deals here. I mean, I want all of our shirt profits to go to the players as they should. For those who have not been able to tune in for reasons unknown or Big Ten Plus may be too expensive for some people, DM me. Happy to share my account password until I get kicked off. What is one thing to look for when watching Illinois basketball? Or what should you expect when you watch Illinois basketball?
Just a team that really enjoys playing together and plays, the right way. I think we play really, really hard and really, really together. And those are, at the end of the day, that's all I ask. Like, I just want them to enjoy playing this game and to play really, really hard. And we do that, good things usually happen. So, I think we're a fun product to watch and a fun style to watch. So hopefully people will tune in and still trying to get everyone to come out and fill up State Farm Center. We gotta continue to try to get, our home court just be an unbelievable atmosphere.
Love that. If I'm going to do some type of Twitter contest. I'm going to buy a bunch of seats, send them some fans in Illinois. I love doing these types of things.
That'd be awesome.
But I got to get out there too, though. Anything else you want to plug for us or for our listeners?
No, just continue to, continue to watch Big Ten basketball because it's one of the best, conferences in the country and follow Illinois women's basketball. And hopefully we're going to be, our goal is to be that consistent team, not just a splash or one hit wonder. We want to be consistent. We want to be every single year, a team to contend with and a top 25 team. So we'll keep working at it and just keep getting better every single day. But love being on with you guys. You guys are awesome and appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.